Unit 7. Vocabulary and Listening. Exercises 3 and 4.
This week, I'm in Leicester with archaeologist Dr. Marion Sims. We're at the exact spot where the skeleton of King Richard III was unearthed on the 4th of February 2013. Dr. Sims, can you explain how Richard was found here after five centuries?
Richard III died at the Battle of Bosworth near Leicester on the 22nd of August 1485. He had been king for only 2 years when he was killed by a soldier fighting with King Henry VII. We know that he was buried in Greyfriars Church in Leicester. But 100 years later, this church was destroyed, and with it, the location of Richard's grave.
So, why did archaeologists search here in the centre of Leicester?
Historians found written descriptions of the location of the church. They realised that it was probably under the car park. Although the chances of finding Richard III were very small, they decided to excavate the site, and work started in August 2012. And they were extremely lucky. They quickly uncovered the old church, as well as a skeleton with battle injuries. The skeleton was removed and examined carefully.
How was the skeleton identified?
Firstly, the shape of the body gave them a clue. Richard had suffered from a serious back problem, and he had died aged 32. The skeleton was of a man in his early 30s with a back problem. Then the bones were dated to between 1455 and 1540. This corresponded to the date of Richard's death. Finally, DNA techniques confirmed his identity.
Richard had no children, so how was that done?
Two female descendants of Richard's sister were located. Their DNA was tested, and it matched the DNA of the skeleton. Now the archaeologists were sure they had found the lost king. Imagine their excitement.
Then, in March 2015, King Richard III was reburied in Leicester Cathedral, only a short distance from where we are standing. What an extraordinary story.